Chapter 9. For concerning the ministration which is for the saints, it is superfluous my writing to you. For I know your readiness, which I boast of as respects you to Macedonians, that a care is prepared since a year ago, and the zeal reported of you has stimulated the mass of the brethren. But I have sent the brethren in order that our boasting about you may not be made void in this respect, in order that, as I have said, ye may be prepared, lest haply, if Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, that we say not ye, may be put to shame in this confidence. I thought it necessary, therefore, to beg the brethren that they would come to you and complete beforehand your fore-announced blessing, that this may be ready thus as blessing, and not as got out of you. But this is true, he that sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that sows in the spirit of blessing shall reap also in blessing, each according as he is purposed in his heart, not grievingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. But God is able to make every gracious gift abound towards you, that, having in every way always all sufficiency, ye may abound to every good work, according as it is written, He has scattered abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness remains for ever. Now he that supplies seed to the sower and bread for eating shall supply and make abundant your sowing and increase the fruits of your righteousness, enriched in every way unto all free-hearted liberality, which works through us thanksgiving to God. Because the ministration of this service is not only filling up the measure of what is lacking to the saints, but also abounding by many thanksgivings to God, they glorifying God through the proof of this ministration, by reason of your subjection, by profession, to the glad tidings of the Christ, and your free-hearted liberality in communicating towards them and towards all, and in their supplication for you, full of ardent desire for you, on account of the exceeding grace of God which is upon you. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable free gift.